It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah! Couple minutes after 5 o'clock here on The Fan on this fine Wednesday. Big night of baseball tonight. We'll get into why tonight's Met game is, to me, I'm a simpleton who watches every game, the most important Met game of the year. And obviously the Yankees are trying to win a series against the White Sox, but it is 5:06. Cinco de Mayo, let's celebrate the fun. Tune into the Fan and get ready to run. All right, Cinco Day 5-0 is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right, we're in the midst of a Yankees-White Sox series and a Mets-A's series.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a fun question 2 days ago, the sports IQ question, the baseball IQ question, which was what color socks do the White Sox wear at home? And it really got me really, really thinking.
By the way, the answer is black,
yes.
Just in case anyone wants to know.
What are the five dumbest Major League Baseball team names?
Oh, the five dumb? That's a good one.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
It pains me to say this. It's the Yankees. And Tiki and I went down a rabbit hole pre-show. It begins as an insult to Dutch colonists. And I know it's become like a term for Northerners.
Yeah, right.
But the Yankees are actually named after an insult.
Yes.
Well, when...
It's like Yonk, Yon. And if you were calling him a small man, you would say Yonky. So diminutive Yon.
Yeah. Right, but it became a
true story.
It became a... Is it a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story.
It became like
Nobody knows.
Right,
nobody
but, knows. But we know it as a derogatory term towards Northerners. But then I thought Northerners took it in pride and like, yeah, damn right I'm a Yankee.
Sure.
Better than being a Dixiecrat. You know
but
what
it's
I mean?
Still an insult. Imagine being named the Arizona Buttfaces. And that's basically what the Yankees
But it's an insult we took with pride. Like, I'm a Northerner and I'm damn proud to be a Yankee. History is kind of on our side.
Again, it's number five. We still four to go.
I'm just saying.
Here we go.
Number four.
Red Sox. What is with sock colors in baseball teams? What a stupid name.
You know what their real name started as? Not the Red Sox, actually. It was the Cincinnati Reds. Red Stockings. So it wasn't even socks. It was stockings.
Did they wear red stockings or were they actually black?
No. The Cincinnati Red Stockings wore red stockings. Then they luckily shortened it to Reds.
Yeah, either way. Dumb name. Here we go.
Number three.
The Athletics, shortened to the A's. You play one sport. What are we doing? It's not like, you know, this is the name for all the Oakland teams or whatever, and they're all named Athletics, and they're one big group.
Wait, is it apostrophed?
I think so, yeah. The A's are apostrophed.
Well, but it's a shortened name. Like, their name are the Athletics, and they're called A's for short with an apostrophe.
What a dumb name. What does that mean? The Oakland Athletics? It's stupid.
He's not right that way.
Now, in fairness, it started in Philadelphia, as you know. The Philadelphia.
Oh, by the way, more crap to come out of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't know the origins of why, but okay, fair enough.
Here we go.
Number two.
Mets, Metropolitans.
What are you knocking the Mets for?
It's not a knock on them in the organization. It's a stupid name. We've accepted our names around here, but when you think about it, what is a Met, a Metropolitan? It's stupid.
It's
that
not
means
stupid,
you live in the metropolitan area?
How stupid.
Is that what it actually stands
That's
for?
That's exactly what it means, and we shortened it to make it Mets. And I like it because it's short, so when you do a Let's Go Mets chant...
Let's go Mets!
Thank you, George. You don't have to add that stupid clap. You just be, Let's Go Mets! Let's Go Mets!
Only you guys do, because then you get the, who?
Yeah, but that's better than... Like, you got to do the triple clap if you're a Yankee fan. It's a pain in the rear end.
Okay, so just
let's go Metropolitans.
And just remember this. Without
Let's go Metropolitans.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. And if it wasn't the Mets, there would be no team name of the Jets and the Nets because they came in honor of the Mets. So if there were no Mets, the Jets would be called something else. Maybe they would have kept the Titans name.
True story?
Stupid. All right, last but not least.
Number one.
Very true, yeah.
I don't think it
is. Well, hold on. I'm going to give you the answer because don't question that. The Jets got their name because they were playing at Shea Stadium. They were the Titans, and they changed it to Jets because they were going to play at Shea Stadium. And it rhymes with Mets, and there are jet airplanes right next door because of LaGuardia Airport. So that is true.
What about the Nets?
Okay, so the New Jersey Americans, one year in the in New Jersey, moved to New York and said, hey, we should rhyme with two other popular teams. Not the most popular teams, but popular teams in New York. And they said Nets, plus, oh, yeah, the Nets are part of a basketball
group.
So it is named after the Mets.
They're named after the nylon.
Big Mets. True story. This is not Cinco de Five top five dumbest NBA names. Probably would be on there. All right, here we go. Number one. It is the White Sox. And the reason they rank above the Red Sox, again, you don't even wear white socks. And furthermore, Red Sox and White Sox spell their name S-O-X, not S-O-C-K-S.
What's the story behind that, by the way?
I don't know.
Have you been able to figure that one out?
Here's the problem. I don't care enough.
Tiki's about to care.
I'm about to look.
It's ridiculous.
That is so a Tiki rabbit hole kind of story.
He will find out. You know, in Chicago in 1946.
Well, I will give you one. I think it's interesting. Team name history. We talked about the Reds. Yeah. So in the 1950s, during the Red Scare. Are you aware of the Red Scare, Sean?
No. This is the plague thing?
No.
With the masks?
No. The Red Scare.
I don't know what that is.
You really don't? You know about Joseph McCarthy? Are you aware of him?
Communism, you know.
I'm aware of the communism.
You're aware of communism.
That's what the Red Scare was.
Okay.
Yeah, they thought that communism was overtaking America.
Start with that. Don't make me look bad.
I was testing.
By the way, Chicago's Kaminsky squad, or Kaminsky's Chicago squad, that is the White Sox, were nicknamed the White Stockings.
Yeah.
Same thing. Similar. Is
what we're talking about the Reds.
But why S-O-X? Why not S-O-C-K-S?
Time-honored moniker with the Nationals, and they discarded a decade earlier. The press shortened it.
Oh, so it was the press's fault. It's the media's fault.
So in the media, so instead of writing White Stockings, they started writing White Sox.
So basically the media, 100 years ago,
they were shorthanding.
Created this fake news of spelling socks incorrectly.
Right.
And we all followed it.
They shorthanded it to socks, and it stuck.
Yes. That makes a lot of sense. So there was a Red Scare.
Okay.
And everybody was scared of communism. And it
True
got
story?
Very. And it was unfortunate. Like, basically, people that weren't communists were outed as communists. They weren't communists. And Joseph McCarthy was on this kind of rampage. So the Cincinnati Reds became a name that they didn't want to have. Because if it's a Red Scare and everyone's scared of the Red, they don't want a baseball team basically named after communism. So for about 8 years, during the Red Scare, the Cincinnati Reds were renamed.
What were the names?
They were the Red Legs. And so sometimes you may even hear that, like Keith Hernandez will say it once in a while, the Cincinnati Red Legs. Yeah, it's a name they had for about 6 years in the 50s during the Red Scare because they didn't want to be associated with communism.
That would have also been a dumb name. all right, real quickly before we move to something else, I just have to acknowledge this. There's a listener, Vinny, out there.
Yeah.
Okay, I talked to your wife today.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I had an appointment this morning, okay?
What kind of appointment?
I'm not going to get into details of that. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Blood work.
Oh, okay.
All right. The female working the blood work lab recognized my name, and she said, I don't want to...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speak at a turn, you know, whatever. She asked me if I was so-and-so from Sean Morash from the show.
So let me get this straight, because I'm trying to follow this story. So Vinny, who's a listener of the radio station.
We're not at Vinny yet.
We're not at Vinny yet.
Yeah, but Vinny has to be connected to this. So yeah, Vinny's sister.
True story?
He will be.
His wife. Vinny's wife is running. Is working the blood lab front counter
and
tonight.
Recognized you as star of WFAN.
When I signed in. She said, you're the host of Sean Morash and Friends, 2 to 6 20.
Generational talent.
She said, I cannot believe what is happening right now. I just had an argument with my husband over something related to your show. I said, well, what happened? Her husband, Vinny, won Creed tickets on our show.
I remember when we gave those away.
Okay, courtesy of Live Nation.
Yeah.
She was under the assumption, you won Creed tickets. Great, we have a good date night coming up in November. He hit her with, I'm taking my buddy.
What?
Now think about it. Creed, whatever you think of them, is that like a two dude friends go and see Creed together band? I don't know.
No, I don't think it is.
But anyway, they seem to have a really healthy relationship, except it feels like she has her first real outs with Vinny because he's not taking her to Creed. So Vinny needs to understand that she's spreading your business all over town.
Wow.
And you better rethink who you take to Creed, pal.
I think Vinny's wrong.
I think he is too.
I mean, Vinny, what are you doing? First of all, one thing I've learned in life, I'm going to assume, I know nothing about Vinny and his beautiful wife, but I'm going to assume they haven't been married a long time. Vinny's a rookie. Vinny's learning.
Yes.
And that's okay. We all make rookie mistakes.
Right.
What you need to understand, Vinny, is when you win something, your wife won something.
Right.
Like, what yours is hers. Like, my wife will tell you.
Technically half, right?
Yes.
You got two tickets, one is hers.
Like, my wife is a New York Jets season ticket holder.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm a season ticket holder. We are. So when you win tickets from WFAN, again, congratulations on that. You have to make the assumption your wife is going. Now, if your wife says, look, I'm out, I don't like Creed, make a boys' night out, then go do a boys' night out. But you need to make the assumption that you're taking your wife. That is a huge mistake.
Yeah, and she acknowledges she wants to see Creed.
I'm looking at their top songs, too. Like, One Last Breath, With Arms Wide Open.
Yeah, how do you put your arm around your bro in that spot when your wife wants to go? So, Vinny, thanks for being a loyal listener. You're a crappy husband. And that's Cinco de Five. Kiss my fat ass!
I hope Vinny is listening. I hope we solve this potential issue with him and his wife. Now, tonight, it's actually going to start in about 2 hours, a little less than 2 hours. The Mets are taking on the Oakland A's, game two of that three-game series, Yankees, White Sox as well. This game, for two very important reasons, has now become the most important game the Mets have played all season long. Number one, and I think this is the obvious part, they're on a four-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
They are facing adversity, probably the greatest adversity they have faced in the Grimace era, in the OMG era.
I thought Grimace was dead.
Who said Grimace is dead?
I don't know. I saw it on social media.
That's people being jerks.
Oh, okay.
TMZ reporter. He's passed
away. TMZ reporter?
Yeah, he passed away.
The people
it was all like grayed out and, you know, like a tribute.
The people that say Grimace is dead are the same people that are still blaming poor Sal Licata for the Mets losing lately. I mean, it's not his fault, but this is the greatest piece of adversity the Mets have faced since they rectified their season. They're two games out of a wild card spot. Mm-hmm. It's growing in wild card spot number one and number two, but they're two games out as far as a third wild card spot is concerned. They're facing a four-game losing streak. This is the longest losing streak they've had. Oh, by the way, right now in afternoon baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks are winning 5-1, and the San Diego Padres are winning 8-0.
Yeah.
So the Mets are on the verge, even before they play tonight's game, from dropping even further behind Arizona and San Diego. Right now, they're six games out. They're about to be 6.5 games out, 5 in the loss column. So let that be understood. They're burying themselves when it comes to the first two wildcard spots. So that's another reason why it's damn important. They're facing their biggest adversity they have faced in a while. And I'll give them the excuses, the lame-ass excuses that you, some of you people want to buy of, well, it's a West Coast trip, it's the first game back from a West Coast trip, blah, blah, blah. None of that tonight. They got to win tonight. And they not only have to win tonight from the wins aspect, from the standings aspect, but last night after the game, Edwin Diaz came out and admitted something that I'm sure other players also felt, which is they thought Austin Adams, the reliever for Oakland, who got out of that big jam in the fifth inning, crossed a line by doing the OMG hands in the air celebration. He also subsequently cursed everyone out. So if you're mad about that, do something about it.
Yes. Well, I think Edwin Diaz, while admirably trying to reignite the Mets' streak that they started after the at the beginning of the summer, actually put more pressure on this team. Because now if you falter in this moment in a must-win game, and I, by the way, I think you're right. Their longest losing streak was five games back in March.
Yeah, to start the year. They started 0-5.
Right, to start the year. And then they have a shot to do it again. So May 20th through the 25th, they had another one. So this would tie for the third time their longest losing streak if they lose. But the reality is you can't get mad in baseball and think you're going to play better. You just can't. It's too focused of a game. You know this.
Yeah,
it's like football, you can. You can get angry. In fact, in football, you can just do a cheap shot. I'll take the 15-yard penalty. We're going to get ourselves out of it anyways, but I sent a message to you, back to you. It's hard to do that in baseball other than being successful. But do you trust that they're just going to all of a sudden be successful consistently when they haven't done it all season long? The answer is no.
Well, they were successful consistently for about a month and a half.
Well,
so the question is, can they get back to what they were prior to the All-Star break when they were playing really good baseball?
Is this going to ignite it? I can't trust that that's going to happen.
Well, it has to happen. Because if it doesn't happen, forget about just missing the playoffs, which to me would be a massive disappointment. Mm. We're sitting in the middle of August, and the Mets are facing a crisis point in which they can bury themselves. Like, they do have three games against the Atlanta Braves left. Those three games are the final week of the season. Like, are the Mets even going to be in it when they're playing the Atlanta Braves in late September? Like, are we that confident about that? And right now, because of what Arizona and San Diego is doing, the Mets are putting themselves in a spot in which their only legitimate way to make the postseason is going to be by Atlanta,
yeah,
by passing them. And the Braves are starting to heat up again. They've won back-to-back games, responding to their biggest crisis, the collapse on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they blew a 6-run lead in the eighth inning or the ninth, whenever they blew that lead against Colorado? Well, they've responded by winning two classic games in a row against San Francisco. So the Mets are facing the risk, and this is why the alarm bells are going off. This is not me getting crazy in the middle of August. This is the reality. They are facing the uncertainty that they could let go of the rope now and bury themselves in a wild card race. And they are not good enough, in my opinion, to put themselves five or six games back again and come back.
Well, I mean, they've done it, though. As much as we want to feel like this season is teetering right now, there's still 43 games, 40-something games left?
But if you're putting yourself in another 5-6 game hole, they're getting out of that again?
No, I mean, probably not, but you don't. Again, I said this about 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago. Major League Baseball is so odd this season. Nothing is guaranteed with any teams, even the good ones. I mean, how in the world do the Yankees lose to the White Sox that badly? You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense unless it's baseball. And I know that you hate to hear that, but it really feels like that this year. There is no dominant team that's running away from it. I mean, hell, we thought the Astros were dead in the water. Guess what? They're top of the Central right now.
I'll make something clear. You guys thought they were dead in the water.
Definitely.
I've never buried them.
Definitely. But I wouldn't have guessed that. I wouldn't have guessed that they would come back and now sit atop the division by, what, two games or something? Whatever it is.
Right.
And so baseball is odd this year. And so anything can happen. So, yeah, this is must win, mainly because they need to correct what happened yesterday. Just like the Yankees needed to correct what happened 2 days ago by winning yesterday. And Juan Soto is mostly on his shoulders. But who's doing that for the Mets? Who's taking over a game for the Mets? And I think that's where you get into trouble if you're saying this is must win and this guy's going to do it. Because who's doing it?
Well, it's a collective effort. Francisco Alvarez has been dropped to the 9-hole. I'm looking at the Met lineup tonight. Mm. Brandon Nimmo remains a two-hitter, which is crazy considering he's hitting 130 in the last few months.
But what other option is there?
I mean, there aren't great options, but I'll give you an answer since you asked. I would consider Jeff McNeil or Mark Vientos in the two-hole. Mm. Those would be the two guys I would consider. Now, J.D. Martinez is back in the lineup. That's a great sign. He got drilled by a pitch yesterday. Vientos is also back in the lineup. He replaced J.D. Martinez last night. In fact, I'll very quickly give you the entire lineup. They're facing Joey Estes, who I don't think is related to Sean. I think I looked it up like a month ago when Joey Estes got called up. He's not related to Sean. Remember Sean? Putts couldn't hit Roger Clemens when given the opportunity. Francisco Lindor, Brandon Nimmo, J.D. Martinez. Jesse Winker is batting cleanup. Mm. Pete Alonso's batting fifth. Jeff McNeil, sixth. Mark Vientos, seventh.
Oh, that's an odd lineup.
Ben Gamel is batting eighth. He's actually hit a little bit in the rare opportunities he's had recently. And Francisco Alvarez has dropped to the 9-hole, and he's catching.
You like that with Winker batting cleanup? And
I don't like Brandon Nimmo batting second. I think the time has come now where you have to drop him. So if you ask me, okay, what would I prefer? I would probably go Lindor 1, Vientos 2. Vientos is also cooled off, but I like the idea of maybe that gets him hot, maybe gets him better pitches to hit. So what I would do is I'd go Lindor 1, I'd go Vientos 2, I'd go JD 3, probably Pete 4, and then Winker 5, and then Jeff McNeil. Then I got the lefties back-to-back. That's how I'd line it up. Because I don't, Brandon Nimmo hasn't hit. Like, the one positive about Brandon is he still draws a walk occasionally.
Yeah.
But I'm not even kidding. I think since the All-Star break, he's at 135, which is scary. So when you say, all right, who's going to carry them? It's collective. Francisco Alvarez has done nothing really since he's come back. They need Francisco Alvarez to hit. They need Mark Vientos to get hot again. How about J.D. Martinez? What the hell has he done? He's cooled off. And obviously, the elephant in the room, Pete Alonso, who has not had a clutch season. He did have that two-run single in the fifth inning that started to kind of get him back in the game. It could have been a big hit. But Pete Alonso's done very little. So really, other than Lindor, who gets exonerated, I know he hasn't hit a home run in a while. Dude, Lindor gets two hits every night.
Yeah, he's doubling every night.
Yeah.
There's a double at least once a game.
Yeah. They had back-to-back innings last night where they had the leadoff double. Runner on second, nobody out. They couldn't score. I want him to puke. That drives me nuts, bro. When you get the leadoff man on second base with nobody out and you can't score that run. Getting angry thinking about it. I'm also getting nervous now about tonight's game. A game I'm not going to because I don't feel well.
I don't know. Something's going on here.
What's that?
What? I'm running my nose and I just put my finger
four
on my nose.
Four straight
what?
Losses. Uh-huh. A loss to the A's. Yeah. Lou Gower vanishes. Evan now not going to a Met game when he goes to every Met game. And
where's all
into
the positivity?
Microphone. It feels like the Mets are sucking the life out of Evan.
No.
Chasing Tommy to a day off. I think we have a bunch of non-believers around here, Tiki.
Hold on. I want to address something. So a year ago, we just started the show.
Uh-huh.
It was the summer and I got very, very sick. Very sick.
Did
I think you?
You
were away for the week. That's what happened. You were away. So you were
I
away.
Don't remember this.
Yeah, because you were away. I got very sick. And I fought through it. I felt like I owed it to Sean. We were starting to work together. I owed it to Al Cintron, who filled in one day. And I battled through. And the biggest mistake I made was not battling through necessarily by doing the show, because I want to do my job. I went to a Met game. And it was so bad at the Met game. And they're out of the race, by the way. That I left in the third inning because I felt so sick. And I was in the Cadillac Club. That's how sick I felt. And I believe that pushing myself to go to a Met game caused damage. And then I was sick badly for two weeks.
No, I remember this because I came back and you were still sick.
I was still sick. The sickness lasted for 2 weeks. Still haven't gotten it diagnosed. My doctor thought I had walking pneumonia. Like, it was bad.
That's right.
It was the one time I was laying in bed and I thought I was going to die. I was like, you know what? It's over. This is how it all ends. I barely started the new show with Tiki. I'm dead. I wonder what they're going to do to replace me. Little did we know they would just pick Rondé. And it would be Rondé and Tiki.
Exactly.
I didn't know. So what I've learned from that, because life is all about learning. Mm-hmm. It's about learning from your mistakes, is I can't push myself to go to a Met game when I'm starting to feel a little ill.
So do you feel better than that or worse than that now?
I feel a lot better than that, but I'm also trying to look ahead.
Well, look ahead. We got Fanatics Fest Friday, Giants camp that I can't be at Tuesday.
Well, that's my point!
My point is, if you're sniffling and whiffling here, me and Tiki don't want to get sick next week.
So what, should I just not show up to work anymore?
I mean, tomorrow could be a little bang out for you. A little rest.
A little bang out day?
A little rest and be ready to go at the Fanatics Fest Friday.
I got a fever.
I'm trying to put the work first and the Mets second. This isn't opening day all over again.
Well, just don't go to the Mets. You can watch
I'm
it.
Not.
Just don't go.
But you guys are giving me crap for not going to the Mets. Like, I'm giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm trying to be smart, dude.
I'm torn. I just read it as for you to not go to the Mets, knowing how much
something's
that means
wrong.
You, it feels like something's more wrong than you're telling us on the air, and now it's giving me anxiety that I'm going to get sick.
No. Okay. So Friday.
I never worry about getting sick. I don't know why. I just never do.
Because you're immune to it all.
Yeah, probably.
Friday is not only Fanatics Fest Day, but I'm planning on taking my oldest son to the Met game right after.
Oh,
I want to be healthy for that. Saturday, we're having a little get-together. Sunday, I'm taking my whole family to the Mets game. So I want to make sure I'm good to go for the weekend. And so as much as this game matters on a Wednesday night, I'm trying to look ahead.
And it's starting to get a little bit cooler outside. You don't want to sit outside in the cooling weather.
That is totally not true. I love the cooling weather.
It's also not 40 out tonight.
Not if you're sick. Not if you're sick. You don't want to be sitting out there.
I'm just.
It's not 40, but it is definitely cooler.
I like that
part. The humidity's not deep in the air. So as it gets nighttime, it feels nice outside.
But that's my jam, man. That's like my favorite kind of weather.
But not when you're getting sick.
Exactly. So stop trying to make me feel bad that I'm some kind of bad Met fan because
you're not.
I finally decide, hey, I'm going to put my body first.
Well, one of two things is true, Evan. Either you're a bad Met fan or you're a bad coworker. So you decide which that is.
Well, I'll also say that everyone else around here, and I'll name all of them, I offered my Met tickets, very good seats, by the way, to literally every single person that works here.
Are there? It's Lugi I know as a Met fan, but who else is a Met fan?
I offered it to Sal Licata. I couldn't even get the words out of my mouth before he said no. Now, I'm sure he's working. Like, I respect that.
No, I don't think he can go to Citi Field anymore.
What do you mean he can't go to Citi
Field? I think Met fans have turned against him. Anything that goes wrong, they blame. He gets spotted, that's a bad spot for him.
That's not fair if that's the case. That's not
the division's over.
Right.
The wild card's over.
Hey, Shell, keep your fat mouth shut.
You think that would happen if he goes on that game?
Yeah, it's possible.
You know what? I'm going to keep asking Sal to go to a Met game with me. And I'm going to see like if he finally says yes, and then if people taunt him. I don't think they're going to taunt him. I think people are nice. They like Sal. He's on SNY, does a hell of a job. He's a Met fan. I think people are going to be like, I think they'll bust his balls in a fun way. Like, yeah, yeah.
What city do you think we live in?
New York City.
People are nice.
Okay. You can't block people on Twitter if they're two seats next to you.
You'd be an idiot.
Well, Sal said no. Sean Morris said no. Tiki said no.
I'll piss.
Ryan Hurley said no. Chris Russo said no. Steve Summers said no. Tommy Lugauer said no. Boomer Esiason, I actually never asked him. He would have said no. Gio would have definitely said no. Like, nobody, I can't give away. And I work at an all sports talk radio station.
I mean, perhaps if they were field level, they'd be more enticing.
That hurts me because my seats are the best seats in the house. And you freaking know that. All of you know that. Let's go to Jeffrey in New York. What's up, Jeffrey?
Hey, guys. How you doing? First time caller.
Oh, awesome. Appreciate you.
All right, man. You guys make my day every day, man. Every afternoon, you guys make me laugh like crazy.
Thank you.
Lugi, man.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Yeah. What do you think about this? I'm surprised nobody has thought about this. Now Chaz is out. What about Ahmed Rosario? He got DFA'd by the Dodgers a couple of days ago. He's cheap. He plays the left side of the infield. He mashes left-handed hitting.
Yep.
I think he'll be the perfect piece.
100%. I completely agree with you. And I actually mentioned his name prior to the trade deadline as an easy guy to buy.
Yeah.
Because he was having a productive year with Tampa Bay. And then he got traded to the Dodgers. And, like, he's 3-for-11 with the Dodgers. He didn't do anything wrong. They just don't have room for him anymore. They just activated Mookie Betts, so they decided to get rid of him. So,
yeah,
and we touched on this briefly yesterday.
Hey, he's not old. He's 29.
Yeah, and you get him for nothing.
Right.
I mean, basically, you just got to claim him because I think he's going through waivers right now, and every team in the National League will get a chance to claim him. I assume somebody will. I don't think he'll get to the Yankees because why wouldn't you? I mean, why? Like, is he even making that much money? He's making $1.5 million this season.
God, he's dead,
And prorated over 1/6. What's 1/6 of $1.5 million? Because that's what you pay him, which is nothing. I mean, it's something for us, but it's nothing in terms of baseball.
I can't do that math in my head.
I think it's about $200,000. No, $300,000. Yeah, no. Yes, no. Yes. No, it's too much. I think it's $200,000. Yes. $200,000. So he cost you nothing financially. So, yeah, I think he'd be a good addition. What I'm curious about is if Oswald Peraza, who just got called up, would be in tonight's Yankee lineup. And to me, it would be inexcusable for him not to be in the Yankees lineup. So why don't we find out who's in the New York Yankee lineup? And that lineup is brought to you by, your turn.
The Yankees starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it.
Here we go.
All right.
Let's see if Oswald Peraza's name is mentioned since he just got called up, and I assume he's around. I don't think it's going to take that long for him to get there. They're facing a righty, a made-up person named Davis Martin. He actually doesn't exist.
he's actually having a not bad season.
How many starts has he made, Davis Martin?
Not a ton.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I haven't heard of him.
He's only pitched in 3 games.
Okay, good. Because I play fantasy. I've heard of everybody. And if I've never heard of him, I wonder.
Two starts. He's been in 3 games, 2 starts.
Thank you. Okay. Right. I feel better. So he's a righty. Here's the lineup. Leading off in left field, Alex Verdugo. Batting second, right fielder, Juan Soto. Batting third, designated hitter, Aaron Judge. Batting cleanup, the catcher, Austin Wells. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Gleyber Torres. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Trent Grisham. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Anthony Volpe. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Oswaldo Cabrera. And batting ninth and playing first base, DJ LeMahieu. So Oswald Peraza is not in the starting lineup. Instead, Oswaldo Cabrera is. DJ LeMahieu is playing first base. And we do not see him. And other than travel, like him just not being there, which wouldn't make a lot of sense, because you figured the Yankees would know about this last night when Jazz was rumored to go on the IL.
Oh, I mean, it didn't feel like
to play, bro.
True, but it didn't feel like they made a decision until today about Jazz. So maybe it's just a late start getting here.
They had to have thought last night when they put their heads on the pillow he was going to the IL.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's also then making the decision to call up Peraza, which maybe they didn't do till today.
I guess. The problem is the Yankees, they did this earlier in the year with Yorbit Vivas. When you call up a guy, get him in the lineup.
Play
Otherwise,
him.
Why are you calling him up?
Play him.
Especially versus the White Sox. If their plan isn't to play him every day, this is a nice, hey, can you hit major league pitching again?
Play him.
Let's figure this out.
I'm
we need
you.
More LeMahieu, thank God.
Play him. He's got to play. See what the kid's got. That's my opinion on it. How we doing? Beautiful summer-like Wednesday afternoon here in New York City. Yankees getting set to win a series, hopefully against the Chicago White Sox before they take an off day tomorrow. The New York Mets are taking on the Oakland Athletics, where they will try to snap a four-game losing streak. The Mets are potentially going to lose some more ground today because the Padres are winning and the Diamondbacks are winning. Yankee fans, how about what's going on with the Orioles? They lost last night to the Nationals. They've been mediocre now for a month and a half. And so despite all of the Yankees' struggles, and it hasn't been easy, you know, a disappointing homestand against bad teams, obviously the long stretch where they weren't playing well, losing that first game to the White Sox, the New York Yankees in this moment are in sole possession of first place in the American League for the first time since June 26th. And it's a reminder that everybody in baseball is flawed.
Mm-hmm.
The Cleveland Guardians recently had a long losing streak. They're flawed. The Philadelphia Phillies still can't get out of their own way. They're flawed. I mean, it's just baseball, and I guess this is good for the Yankees and everyone else. Just make the playoffs and hope you get hot at the right time, because there's no really good team in baseball.
Yeah, it's kind of all you can say about everybody, even the Dodgers. I mean, it feels like they should be running away, but they're only three and a half games up, and that's mostly because of the Diamondbacks and the Padres chasing heavily on their heels.
They recently just got hot too, the Dodgers.
That's what I mean.
They were playing badly for a while.
Right, but they're only 71 wins.
Yeah.
Same as everybody else. So, and the reason that the Yankees have a worse record is because of the half a game more. And so it just feels like the getting to the playoffs mantra is really what matters.
By the way,
why you don't even worry if you are, in this case, say the Mets, that you're out of it right now, because if you get there, anything can happen.
Well, that's why make the playoffs. Right. I don't give a rat's ass about anything else. Third wild card, second wild card. I want to be in the tournament. I want us, on that Monday after the baseball season ends, to have the dream of, hey, maybe they get hot and win it all. Because that's the baseball we live in right now. And that may not be the baseball I love. I grew up a long, long time ago with only four teams making the playoffs. But this is the baseball we live in now. By the way, I am very curious, because I don't look at TV when we're on TV. We've been on SNY for an hour and 47 minutes. I don't pay attention to it. But I am now, because earlier today, without ceremony, I hung a picture on the wall here at WFAN. It's an autograph picture from Breece Hall to Tiki Barber. It is right above Tiki's head, kind of, over the FAN on SNY logo. And I'm curious, do you see it on TV? So SNY, if you do one of those shots at Tiki,
yes.
Do you see it on TV?
I don't know if I've looked.
See, that's the thing. You're like me. There it is. SNY has placed it up there. It's a beautiful picture of Tiki Barber in a Breece Hall Jets jersey. And it's autographed from Breece Hall saying, to Tiki, your favorite player, Breece Hall. So it is now on the bars here at the WFAN studios.
We're going to need to reinforce that because it is hanging by the edge of the frame.
Yes, it's hanging.
Like very barely.
It'd be amazing if, like, right now as it's on TV, it just falls. Because it's not tied up the way the A-Rod jersey is. But it's there right now. And I've realized, like, We're going to start to honor things. Mm. So I'm going to tell you an idea that just popped into my head.
Tell me.
We'll have a big ceremony for it. We obviously have two things hanging in here in our studio, the A-Rod Day jersey, or the A-Rod Day banner, I should say, where we retired number 13, the Tiki Barber Breece Hall autograph. I'm now also going to create a beautiful framed picture of a tweet that was made by Tommy Lugauer, in which he basically said the Knicks would be foolish to sign Jalen Brunson.
Is this the same tweet that graces the shirt worn by Sean Morash?
Exact same tweet.
A couple of weeks ago?
Exact same tweet.
That is fabulous.
I'm going to frame that.
You're
going
to have to
place it in the producer's area right behind Tommy. So anytime Tommy talks, like when he has one of his Tommy hot takes. Uh-huh.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
You'll see the tweet hanging in the background.
So you love it.
You're going to have to get it like transparent, like on a background of Jalen Brunson.
Oh, is that what I should do?
Absolutely.
So like a picture of Jalen's face in the background?
Well, yeah, like the picture is there, but then the tweet is like right under Jalen Brunson's face.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I like it.
So you're thinking like, go ahead.
I was just saying, like a fathead style Jalen Brunson's dribbling a basketball, but in the basketball is the tweet. He's bouncing that tweet around.
I like that.
And then that appears every time Tommy uses the words uncrowned champions.
Yes. Mm. Well, anytime he talks, like he could be talking about hating.
This is why I'm the future.
He could be Tommy hot taking the Mets being positive, and no matter when he speaks, right behind him is going to be the tweet that will live forever about him basically saying they shouldn't sign Jalen Brunson.
Loogie!
Typical Knicks.
Typical Knicks. That's what he says in the tweet.
All right, that's in the tweet.
That's my next project. So we're decorating. Hey, A-Rod jersey, which was a Sean creation.
We're making it our own.
So expect that one up in the next couple of weeks because this takes it's a little bit of a process. And I want to make sure it looks good. I want to make sure it's right. And don't tell Tommy. He needs to be surprised.
You think he's not listening right now?
I mean, I hope not. He took the day off. Shouldn't he enjoy himself?
He's listening.
He's listening?
It's the lead up to the Lugauer. He wants to see if he's talked about.
He might be a little jealous.
He's off the beach by now. He's definitely listening.
Nah.
So since the Lugauer is no longer the Lugauer, it's the Morashian hour.
No. I don't need names. It's just the bridge show. I don't try to pretend it's something it isn't.
Okay, fair enough. So Sean is coming up after us at 6:30, and then you will get the New York Yankee game. They take on the Chicago White Sox tonight. Let's go to Grace calling from Brooklyn. How you doing, Grace?
Hey, Grace.
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. Good. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tiki, from the last time I spoke to you, so long time ago, long, long time ago.
Yes, that's
since
right.
You were with Tierney.
Yes, that's right, on BT. Yes. Tiki and Tierney.
Yes. Yeah.
You found me again. I like
yes,
it.
Yes. I'm happy. I wait a long time, but it's good. It's good.
I appreciate it.
Now, you're welcome. I'm calling with some prediction, man.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. So, I believe the Yankees are going to the World Series.
Mm. What makes you believe that?
Because I know so. They're going to the World Series. It's hand. I believe they're going to win. And the second thing is they're either going to play the Dodgers or the Padres or the Phillies. That's it.
The Dodgers, right? The Padres, or the Phillies. Mm.
Yes.
You know what I'm doing, Grace? Because I trust you.
All right.
I'm going to the FanDuel Sportsbook app right now, and I'm just betting on the Yankees. Mm.
Yankees, can you bet on the matchup?
Yes. Yes, you can. That's one of the beauties of FanDuel.
Yankees-Dodgers is the one that I think would draw the hugest rating.
Well, so what's funny is that I just went there to see.
Uh-huh.
The New York Yankees are indeed the favorites out of the American League.
Huh.
And if you want to bet on a Yankee-Dodger World Series, all I did was I said American League winner, National League winner, and I parlayed it. The odds are plus 684, which is the favorite. Like that is the lowest odds you'll have, or best odds you'll have, however you want to define it, would be a Yankee-Dodger World Series, and it would be plus 684. But the Yankees are the favorites. Think about the way we talk about the Yankees on this radio station.
That's why I'm saying this year is so odd for baseball.
Yes.
Because 3 weeks ago, the Yankees were terrible, and they needed to make moves at the deadline. Otherwise, they had no chance of getting to the World Series, and much less winning one.
By the way,
and here we are 2.5 weeks later, and they're the favorite.
They're the favorite. So they are plus 220 right now to just win the American League, not even win the World Series. And by the way, let me just say, before SNY leaves us, that when they do leave us, stay tuned. Baseball Night in New York is presented by Tri-State Cadillac, and it is coming up next on SNY. Thank you, SNY. So the Yankees are the favorites at plus 220. You know who's number two behind the Yankees?
Dodgers.
No, in the American League.
Oh, American League. Orioles.
The Baltimore Orioles are plus 340, and then the Astros at plus 490, and then the Guardians.
The Guardians, who've been basically wire to wire?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? Disrespect.
I tell you.
I mean, I can understand that. The manager's new. So, you know, Francona retires. It's like, yeah, maybe they're going to be okay, but they've been fantastic. It's probably unfamiliarity with the skip.
Well, I think it's also just more respect for the Astros, a team that has proven it time in and time out.
Astros have a new manager, too, though.
Yes, yeah, so I don't think it's about the manager. I think it's more just about the franchise. I mean, the Astros have done it. But you know what's crazy? I ask everybody this question right now. Play this game at home. You're listening. You're a Met fan. You're a Yankee fan. Doesn't even matter. And I want you to write it down or put it in your phone so that you remember this. On August 14th, 2024, who is going to the World Series? Like, I don't even know what the hell I would say. Like, I could stick with what I said in March just to stay consistent.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was Seattle against Atlanta, which I guess can still happen. I mean, it's baseball. But does anybody have a strong feeling on who's winning the American League?
No. No. Like, I'm going to say the Yankees simply because of Judge and Soto, and I kind of now, it depends on the day, trust their pitching, because Nestor Cortez had an epic night last night.
One good night against the White Sox, right, and you trust the Yankees.
Whatever, he just looked like Nestor again.
That's fine.
He threw with control, command, not velocity, but whatever. He placed it where he needed to. Cole should be okay. I like maybe Rodon as well. So I'm going to say the Yankees.
So you're going to say the Yankees. Sean, what are you going to say?
I think right now, and maybe this is my sports radio brain working, I think the Yankees are going to make the World Series, but lose there, leaving us with 3 months of, was that a successful season or not? I really believe that.
Than last year's conversation when they started the swoon after the trade deadline, and it was like, does winning or getting over 500 count as a success for this season?
I think the
answer was yes.
I think the Phillies are going to beat the Yankees in the World Series.
Okay.
And I think you're going to get all of those fans dancing in Yankee fans' faces in Philly.
Listen, there's a lot of things that could happen. The last thing I need as like a human is a Yankee-Philly World Series. But if I had to answer that question right now and not just say, well, I picked Mariners Braves, so let me stick with it. Like, I gave an honest, hey, it's August 14th, your life's on the line, who would you pick? I think I'd say the Astros. Like, honestly, I think that'd be my answer at this point. And there's no right answer because they're flawed. The Orioles are certainly flawed. I don't have a lot of faith in the Cleveland Guardians. We all know about the Yankees. We've talked about them endlessly. Like, I'm never going to say the Minnesota Twins. I will never utter that sentence. Can I buy the Kansas City Royals? Oh, by the way, do you know the Royals lost 105 games last year, whatever it was?
No, we didn't.
Oh, well, now you do.
Yes, thank you. They have a lot of wit.
Yeah, not very good. I'd say the Astros.
Nice one.
But it just shows you, like, there's no good answer to any of this because everybody sucks.
Well, I'm just going back and looking at the Astros to just try to either agree with or disagree with your point.
Yeah.
They haven't had that extended losing for a while.
Yeah, it was early in the season. They put themselves in a giant hole. They've been probably pound for pound the best team in baseball for the last, like, 2.5 months.
Yeah.
And Justin Verlander's barely pitched, and he's on
Justin
his way back.
Verlander.
Oh, you were so ready with that. He's like, when is he going to say Verlander?
Yeah, you got to go back to May to when the last time they had even a 3-game losing streak.
That's the answer, by the way. I think if we're all being intellectually honest with ourselves, the answer is the Astros.
Yeah.
If the Astros make the World Series this year.
Oh, you're going to just be beyond yourself.
No, I think could we all agree on this?
What?
I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it happens. If the Astros of all teams are in the World Series this year, I'm sorry, Cashman and Boone cannot be back. And I love them.
No matter what happens, even if you lost to them in a 7th game in the ALCS.
Even though it's completely unrelated. It could be completely unrelated.
It could be completely. But the point is, you built the team with Juan Soto now here to finally get the Astros now, after everything that happened, still make a World Series? I don't want to hear any excuses anymore. Get out.
One thing I do feel very confident about, and I've gone back and forth on when it will happen, but you can mark my words. The New York Yankees will see the Houston Astros. Mm. They will look at them dead in the eye. And I'm not sure what round it'll be. Like, it could be in the wild card round, as crazy as that sounds. It could be in the divisional round. It could be in the American League Championship Series. But I know it deep in my heart and in my soul that there is unfinished business between these two franchises. And you better beat them now. Like, if you don't beat them now.
Jose Altuve.
I don't think they're going to see him.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even think the Astros are going to be a factor in the ALCS. I really don't.
Interesting.
I think you guys are just, you're clinging to the past, man.
No, I think it's like, first of all, they're starting pitching staff, and that doesn't even include Justin Verlander. Like, Framber Valdez is solid. Ronel Blanco is solid. Hunter Brown's been pitching really well. Like, they're good. I mean, they're good. They got a good bullpen. Tyler Scott, this kid, has been amazing. Josh Hader's, you know, overrated, but he's there. Like, they're good. And, yeah, they've got the heart and soul of Major League Baseball. A diminutive man from the great country of Venezuela. And when I say great country, I mean the people are great. Certainly not the government.
But Jose Altuve.
They have him. They do have him. A lot of crap going on in Venezuela right now. And I just, remember this about humans. We don't hate countries. We hate their government. We never hate the people. That's just very important to say.
I think so. And more on that on the Bridge Show following.
You can break that down?
No.
Of course not.
True story?
I hope not, Sean.
Yeah, I'd love to hear Sean go off about that.
I couldn't even put a pin in a globe on where Venezuela is. I'm not breaking down the government.
Oh, come on. You don't know what's going on right now in Venezuela?
I know it's horrible.
You know it's horrible?
Yeah.
That's just a generic statement. You actually have no idea what's going on. I want you to Google it.
I don't mean that to be offensive. I just, other than like the baseball standings right now, it's very hard for me to know what's going on anywhere.
I understand. Do you know we're in an election year? Do you know that?
I know that. Honestly, though, if I didn't work with Evan Roberts, there's probably a lot of things I wouldn't know.
Really?
And the election year, of course.
Well, okay. No, hold on. I got a trivia question for you.
Okay.
I know you know the two candidates. I think most people do. The running mates of both of the main presidential candidates? So let's start with...
No. Who did Trump go with?
Yeah, let's start with Donald J. Trump. Who is his running mate?
Okay, it's the 37-year-old guy with the beard.
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, he's getting it right so far.
I know exactly what he looks like. His name is slipping my mind.
He shares a name with some former baseball players. First name. Initials.
J.D.?
Yes.
Davis?
No, not a full name.
You got the JD right. I mean, he's in the Met lineup tonight.
Oh, I know this.
His last name is the first name of a former Met catching prospect who turned out to be a backup catcher.
JD Tolley. JD.
No, first name. Anyhow, the guy's name was Vance Wilson.
And JD so, Vance.
JD Vance. Okay.
There you go.
All right, I got it.
Now, here's the tricky one, because it's kind of fresh and new. Who is the running mate of Kamala Harris?
I don't know why I'm closing my eyes and picturing this name in print.
He's going to say Josh Shapiro.
No, it's not. That's the peanut butter cup guy. Tim Welsh?
That is close. I mean, you're not right, but you're close.
What is it?
Walls. W-A-L-Z. Yes.
Okay.
That's not bad, man.
No, yeah. Not bad at all.
I'm impressed by that.
What was his former profession?
Oh, jeez.
Tim Walz?
Yeah.
He was a lawyer.
No.
Close.
You know what's so funny about that?
An accountant.
Isn't he the first non-lawyer to be on a presidential ticket in a long time? It's funny that he said lawyer.
Might be.
Because like literally, no, that's not true. Because I don't think Donald Trump was a lawyer.
What's
right?
Close to a lawyer? A bail bondsman?
No. Well, which job did you even mean? Because he's had a lot of them.
He's a high school teacher.
Oh. He's also a high school football coach.
And a football coach.
How is that close to a lawyer?
That's Trivia Time with Sean Morris, brought to you by going to school and paying attention.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.